Duke Energy, the country's largest electric utility, is joining IBM, General Electric, Time Warner, DuPont, and Caterpillar in changing the way retirees get insured. Starting next year, the 14,500 retirees of Duke Energy will no longer have a company-run health insurance program. Instead, they'll get a stipend from Duke, which they can then use to buy their own health insurance. Experts in the field say that move will benefit some employees who can change from a one-size-fits-all plan to one tailored for them, but workers are worrying that the stipend won't keep up with their costs down the road. In a moment, we'll take a broader look at this trend. It's an historic shift in health insurance for both retirees and current employees. But first, David Scanzoni, spokesperson for Duke Energy. He joins us from Charlotte, North Carolina. Dave, you tell us Duke takes a hard look at benefit packages every year. What did you see that prompted this change?
This year, what we discovered is that the external marketplace, the private marketplace, offers superior Medicare supplemental insurance plans for our over 65 retirees compared to what Duke Energy has been offering. There's a much larger pool of retirees and policyholders through United Healthcare, which is the company we've chosen. They have better premiums, better selection, better choices. So we decided to move our retiree health insurance to that company and continue the stipend for many of our employees through 2014.
Well, other companies like IBM, Time Warner, DuPont are doing this a little differently. They're moving their retirees into health exchanges where they can shop among different companies. Now, retirees, most of them have Medicare, so they can't go into the, if you will, the Obamacare health exchanges where they can get government subsidies. They already have Medicare, which is considered a government subsidy. But these other companies are moving retirees into private health exchanges. Why didn't Duke do that? Why did you limit them to the company that is your insurer? This is United Healthcare.
We chose United Healthcare because we have a great relationship with that company. Their track record is excellent in terms of customer service, in terms of providing retirees with tools and meetings and materials to make a smart choice about what the insurance plan best appropriate for that retiree is. We looked carefully at other competitors and found United Healthcare was superior relative to what they could offer in terms of transitioning retirees to these plans. And there will be many different plans under the United Healthcare umbrella, lots of choice.
In other words, more choice than you as a company than Duke uses from United Healthcare. The retirees will have more choices.
That's right. And this is the Medicare supplement market. Medicare is the core insurance, as you know, for over 65 individuals. So this is supplemental coverage to fill in the holes that Medicare does not cover.
And you've said that you feel this gives your retirees a bigger pool to join so that their costs might lower because they're going to be in a bigger pool of retirees.
That's right. They'll be joining plans with millions of other individuals around the country. That's their pricing of United Healthcare plans is better than what Duke Energy could offer as a single company with only 14,000 individuals in the retiree pool.
Well, just a quick question, because as we said, some retirees are thinking they might benefit from this by having a wider selection. Other retirees are voicing that, you know, they're older in years. This is not the best time for them to be making these considerations. Some of them are already facing some health challenges, not the time you want to be wading through health care plans. But what about the stipend questions? Some are already asking, it's generous now, but if it's fixed, if it's frozen, it will not grow with health care costs and inflation. What are your plans?
Well, we look at our benefits year by year. So right now we're focused on 2014, and the stipends vary by employee based on years of service, based on the provisions of the retiree health plan that were in place when a given retiree left the company. So we'll continue to look at that issue, and obviously we have a vested interest in keeping our retirees happy, and our current employees look carefully at how we treat retirees. So we will make sure that the retirees' interests are always first in our priority list.
Well, and as the Wall Street Journal points out, you and other large companies may be changing the way your retirees are covered by giving them the stipend instead of including them in your in-house coverage. But at least you are covering them. The trend is in large companies to move away from covering retirees at all. Have you considered that?
Well, many companies, you're right, do not provide retiree health insurance. And Duke Energy is proud to do so and to provide coverage that's comprehensive and to give our retirees who've worked hard for the company over many decades in many cases. And we look to continue that for our future retirees. We have many individuals in the 40, 50, and 60 age bracket. So we'll have more retirees in the future. We want to make sure that all of our retirees, as well as employees, have the best benefit package we can offer to make sure we retain the best talent and attract attract the best talent going forward.
Well, also, as you said, it shifts some of this away from Duke because you noticed that the costs were going up for covering retirees. Do you understand how some of your retirees are worried? The Charlotte Observer quotes Billy Yarborough. He retired after 29 years with Duke. He said, "They just gave us 2 months to sit here and worry about this. We don't know what the rates are going to be." In other words, he feels he has to make this decision by January 1st, and it's kind of abrupt.
We will be providing comprehensive information in the next few weeks to each individual retiree with the specific details of the options available, the pricing plans, and so forth. We'll work very carefully and very closely with each retiree to make sure he or she gets the best coverage possible. Another quick point is that many retirees of Duke Energy right now choose not to use Duke Energy's plans because they're so expensive. So these new plans will be advantageous to many retirees right now who might have gone elsewhere before.
David Scanzoni, spokesperson for Duke Energy. Thank you.
You're welcome, Robin. Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.